Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here today. I'm glad to have all of you here today in the midst of the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Be able to do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us today, we're going to read some out of the book of Nahum. Nahum, first chapter. First chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. The burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they be folding together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of thy gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. And I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the first chapter of the book of Nahum. Good bit in this scripture, a lot of things that just belongs to that of the Lord, concerning the Lord and what the Lord will do. And I want you to think, the Bible says here, and he makes mention pretty much off the bat, he says, God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Will not at all acquit the wicked. Now, I've got just a thought this morning, and we'll try our best to stay around that if the Lord help us. In this scripture, it begins to tell you about the enemy and the enemies of the Lord, and it tells you how that the Lord shall bring his enemies down, and how the wicked, my friend, is going to be cut off, and he shall not at all acquit the wicked. Now think about that for just a minute, and I'm going to give you my thought for today, and it might strike you as a little puzzle, but nonetheless, this is what we have. And I thought about, the Bible says here that this was the burden of Nineveh. The burden of Nineveh. Now, Nineveh, if you'll go back and look in the days of Jonah, Jonah was to go down to Nineveh, and he did go down to Nineveh, but it was about 150 years before this. And brethren, things had changed in those 150 years, and the burden of Nineveh, brethren, had come up before the Lord. And he began to talk to them and show them, brethren, that the wicked was not going to make it. They was not going to profit. They was not going to progress. Now I want you to think about that. And in the midst of all that this morning, I want you to know that God has mercy. Amen. He most certainly does. God has mercy. There's nothing in the scriptures you'll find that's any good about sin and sinful men and wicked men. You'll find no good in the scriptures. You'll find no good end to them in the scriptures. But brethren, in the midst of that, God has mercy today. Mercy. Brethren, mercy. Think about it. Makes no difference, brethren. The wicked ain't gonna make it. But you don't have to be one. No, you don't. You don't have to be one of the wicked. You don't have to be one of them that's cut off. Brethren, you don't have to be one of them that the flood overtakes. Brethren, or that the world is burned up round about you, and you included. Think about it. My friend, because God has mercy, and he's full of mercy. Yes, he is. Full of mercy. You'll find out. You go back to that of the book of Jonah. You'll find out, my friend, that God sent him a message by that of the prophet Jonah. And that message was yet and 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Yet and 40 days. Brethren, God sent that message straight to Nineveh. Brethren, but God had mercy upon them. Did he not? Did he not? Only the penitent, my friend, shall make it. Now think about it. Only the penitent. Brethren, them that'll repent of their sins, brethren, and give their heart to God. Yes, sir. Think about it. That's where mercy comes in. Yes, sir. Had we gotten justice? I thought about it the other day, and we had such a good service. And I didn't say it then, but I thought about it. Brethren, I want you to think about it this morning. My friend, have we got, brethren, what we deserve today? Have we? Think about it. Brethren, when the Lord passes by, thank God it just thrills your heart. Brethren, with goodness. Brethren, did you really deserve it today? Think about it. Brethren, the Bible says you look around. There's no need. There's no reason. Brethren, for a lot of things going on that are going on. But they are. They're just not going on. They're rampant. They've ramped up. Yes, sir. They've got bolder. Yes, sir. They've got stronger. Brethren, but they're dealing with a God that will not at all acquit the wicked, but he will show mercy. Think about it. Had I gotten what I deserved, my friend, I'd have been gone a long time ago. Yes, sir. I'd have been gone, wiped off of this face. But brethren, God had mercy. Did he not? Have mercy. Brethren, what did he do to the children, the men of Nineveh? The Bible says in the New Testament, it says, the men of Nineveh shall rise up against this generation, brethren, in the day of judgment, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. You don't think the penitent, my friend, gonna make it? Bible said that when the king heard the message that he sent out a proclamation, he said, put them all in sackcloth and ashes. Yes, sir. Even the beast, brethren, put them all in sackcloth. In other words, a penitent heart. Repenting. Did it work? Yes, sir. Did it work? Yes. Think about it. Brethren, repentance ain't a bad thing. Brethren, repentance will bring joy. Woo! Unspeakable and full of glory this morning. Yes, it will. Mercy, thank God. Mercy. God's loving mercy. Oh, Dillard and Joyce sang the song many a time. Mercy. Mercy. God's loving mercy that he had on you and me. Brethren, I know something about God's mercy, don't you? I do. I know something. Brethren, the men of Nineveh knowed
brethren, what it was for God to be merciful. Yes, he did. He is going to destroy them. He is going to wipe them out. Wipe them away. Yes, sir. Brethren, but he had mercy. He had mercy. Mercy. Brethren, mercy, thank God, ought to be your best friend. It ought to be. You ought to be accompanied, brethren, with mercy this morning. You ought to know something about it. You ought to know what it feels like. Huh? Thank God, you ought to know what it feels like. Yeah, I've sat on a few cases, my friend, and I've sat on one or two where the judge had a little mercy. And brethren, you can see it. You can see it in their face, my friend, that and that had the mercy given unto. Brother, you can just see it, how it relieved them. Huh? How it relieved them. Brethren, mercy. Mercy's good for you this morning. Yes, it is. Yes, sir. Mercy. Had we gotten justice, we had surely be lost. Glory! Ha! Woo! Preacher, what you happy about? Thank God I'm happy because God's had mercy on me. Yes, he has. Do you know that his mercy's enduring? His mercy's everlasting. Yes, it is. Bible says over in the New Testament that there was a rich man that fared sumptuously every day, had plenty. And there was a beggar laid at the gate of the rich man. Yes, sir. Laid at the gate of the rich man. Scripture says that the beggar, my friend, didn't want his steak. He didn't want all he had. But he desired the crumbs. Huh? Desired the crumbs. And you know what the rich man done? He showed no mercy. Did he not? Did you know the law was unmerciful? Yes, it was. The law. You became guilty of the law. Brethren, there was no mercy. But God was merciful. Was he not? You can go and read several occasions. Several occasions. But one included that of David. Brethren, he is merciful unto David. The law would have had him hung. They'd have had him done away with. Yes, but law, he is guilty. Brethren, he is absolutely guilty. And God had mercy on his soul. Yes, he did. Brethren, I'll guarantee you, if you come down to justice and mercy, you'd choose mercy, wouldn't you? You'd choose mercy. Yes, you would. Well, preacher, a lot of folks don't know what mercy is. I'll tell you, God's been merciful, brethren, to you this morning. Brethren, open your eyes and just see how good God's been to you. A lot of them answer, I'll ask them how they're doing. They said, better than I deserve. I understand that. Better than I deserve. I understand that. But I wonder if we think about that very much. Better than I deserve. I'm going to tell you folks something. The Bible says, and straight from Jesus' mouth, my friend, blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy this morning. Woo! Mercy, brethren! Thank God will flood your soul today. Yes, it will, if you allow it to. Bible says the rich man died and was buried. Lazarus died and was carried. Yes, it was. Brethren, and Lazarus wound up in Father Abraham's bosom. The rich man wound up in hell. 16th chapter of the book of St. Luke. Go and read it. He said, being in torment. And brethren, the rich man looked and he saw Lazarus. Saw him. Comforted. Found mercy, didn't he? Yeah, mercy will comfort you. Yes, it will. And he asked Father Abraham. He said, let Lazarus just put the tip of his finger in water and come give me a drop. Huh? That it might cool my parched tongue. He began to talk to him. They said, in thy lifetime thou hast had plenty. He said, now, he said, Lazarus is comforted, and thou art tormented. He showed no mercy. I believe with all my heart that that beggar was laid at his gate for an opportunity for him to show mercy. I believe that. I really do. I believe that was his one opportunity. Yes, sir. To do good. To do that was right. You say, preacher, and I know a lot of folks get all out of whack when you get to talking about rich folks. Do you know that? I always want to ask them, what kind of riches you talking about? Huh? What kind of riches you talking about? Did you know it don't take a dime to be saved? No, sir. It don't take one red cent. No, sir. Thank God, but it takes a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Brethren, that ain't all. Brethren, it still takes a broken heart. Brethren, and a contrite spirit to serve and worship God today. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Humble. Compassionate. Well, preacher, I ain't got none of them values. You must not be one of the Lord's. Huh? They're virtues. Yes, sir. There's some things you just can't help. Do you know that? There's some things you just can't help. Preacher, what do you mean? There's some things that you ought to not be able to help, but do it because you're one of His today. Do you know that? Bless them that curse you. Yeah. Bless them that do evil against you. Ain't that what we had in our Sunday school? Huh? What did he say? What did he say about the enemy, Mike? He said, if he's hungry, said, feed him. Yeah, if he's thirsty, give him a drink, thank God. By doing so, you'll heap coals of fire on his head. Why is that? He ain't used to mercy. Huh? Think about it. He's not used to compassion. He's not used to that of good. Thank God overcoming his evil. No, sir. Mercy. Mercy. Can I tell you something? When that rich man died and they buried him, mercy was out of the picture. Yes, sir. No more. No more. No more. You say, preacher, they going to have this and that, and then they going to have another opportunity. Where'd you read that? Huh? Where'd you read that? It ain't in there, folks. No, sir. Read. His mercy, brethren, ran out the day he died. Yes, sir. No more. No more. There's not one thing that he got that he asked Father Abraham. Not one. No, sir. Not one. When he figured out he wasn't going to get nothing, he wanted Lazarus to go down there and talk to his five brethren. Do you know that? He said, one come from the dead, said they'd believe him. Brethren, Jesus rose from the dead, and they still don't believe him. Huh? Still don't. But think about it. Think about it. Brethren, I wouldn't want to live, brethren, where they wouldn't know mercy today. Would you? I wouldn't want to be in a place, my friend, to where they would nothing but torment, darkness. Darkness. Why, friend, I'm going to have friends down there, preacher. I've had people tell me that. I ain't going to be the only one. I tell them. I said, you'll be the only one you know. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir. You'll be the only one you know. Yes, sir. It's an individual thing. Yeah. Yes, it is. Well, preacher, you don't believe that. I sure do. I sure do. Brethren, Lazarus didn't talk about another person but himself. Did he? No, sir. Mercy. Mercy, yes, God shall not at all acquit the wicked. He shall not at all acquit the wicked. Did you know the wicked ain't going to make it? You can size this thing up. You can look around. You can wear you a badge on front, back, top, and bottom that says you're a Christian, my friend. But if you ain't got some attitudes, if you ain't got some things that denote that you're a Christian, brethren, you'll split hell wide open. Preacher, I don't like that kind of preaching. There's no mercy in hell. If you ain't got the message, there's no mercy. You'll be a loner. Yes, you will. You'll be the biggest eye down there. Yes, sir. You will. Brethren, and there'll be no mercy. There'll be no compassion. There'll be no reasoning. No, sir, there'll be none. And the fact of it is, everything you hate, my friend, is going to be there with you. I heard a man preach a message years ago. There's a house full of people. There's quite a few young people. And that man, I'll never forget the message. That man preached on hell. I don't know why it stuck with me like it did. But I began to think he got right down on the nitty-gritties. He said, if you're afraid of spiders, he said, spiders is going to be down there. That's exactly where he put it. He said, if you're afraid of snakes, he said, snakes is going to be all around you. Huh? You say, preacher, why did he preach that? He believed that. Huh? I believe this. I really do. The worst things or your worst nightmares, my friend, shall be there. They will. They'll come. They'll come. But the sad part of it is they'll never leave you. They'll never leave you. I believe there's going to be messages heard in hell. Huh? I do. I just don't believe you're going to have an opportunity to do anything. Huh? You already, brethren, you already done away with your opportunity. You leave this world, my friend, in bad shape, you'll wind up in bad shape. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. If that tree falls to the north or the south or whatever, my friend, wherever the tree falleth is where it listeth. Huh? Yes, sir. Preacher, have you lived in this world? Can't you see all the wicked that's going on? I can. I'd like to think there's enough good to overcome the wicked. Wouldn't you? I would. I don't would. No, I don't. I do. I do believe. Yes, sir. I believe there's enough good. There's enough good in your heart to overcome this wicked world. Yes, they are. Enough good. If you just allow it. If you just allow it to spring forth. I like this time of year. Things is blooming. But you know what? Give them 2 or 3 days. You know what that flower does? It'll be fell off. Just falls off. Huh? Gone away. Huh? Don't look pretty no more. Leaves a little old stem. Huh? Yes, sir. Good for nothing. Think about it. Preacher, why'd you say that? We're just like the flower. Your life is just like a flower. Brethren, it appeareth for a little while, and then it fadeth away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Life is just like a vapor. You seen a vapor? Brethren, they don't last. They just fizzle away. Huh? Just fizzle away. Just that quick. I thought about it. He said in one place, it's swifter than a weaver's shuttle. I worked in a weave shed, and I thought one day, I said, I don't believe he ever seen I don't believe he ever seen these shuttles. You can't see the crazy things. You can see them stop on one end, and that's it. When they're moving, brethren, they're moving. I ain't lying. You know what I'm talking about. A swifter than a weaver shuttle. I believe they had weaver shuttle back then, but it couldn't have been as fast as them I worked with. No, sir. Brethren, but that's just how quick life is down here. You're here today. What's the saying? And gone tomorrow. Preacher, I don't know. You hear about things. I look at the obituaries. I do know folks. I tell you, I'm not on some of this other social media, and that I ain't saying nothing about it, but I'm just not on it. And if I won't find out something, I got to look for it. And I normally look at the obits. I do. And I'll go down, not just to Darcel. I'll get the whole area because I'm familiar. Old deacon down yonder in Rockmart. Fell in love with him. I really did. Me and him just joined up. 52-year-old. Went to work one morning. Somebody got word, said David had died. And I said, nah. 52-year-old. Huh? Looked as strong as a horse. Did. Physically fit. You know what? He went to sleep. He didn't get up. Listen. Listen. Your life is just like that. Just like that. I remember the first time we ever come here, my friend, we had toddlers. Yeah, we had small ones. Small. 2 years apart. Yeah. Small. Yes, sir. Then they had small ones. You know that? Then we've got some great grandkids. I ain't old enough to have a great grandkid. But you know what? Time. It ain't slowed down. It ain't slowed down. I used to hear my grandma, my grandpa talk about how fast things was going. I thought they was crazy. Huh? Yeah, I was a kid, I couldn't get rid of a day when school was on. Seemed like it got a little quicker when summertime come. Mercy. I wished I could sing that song. Mercy. God's loving mercy. Thank God He's had on you and me. Has He not? We've all, if you've one of His, my friend, you've all experienced that of mercy. I can tell you how much God is against sin. I can tell you how much, if you're a sinner, my friend, you will be cut off. Preacher, you said God had mercy. It takes a penitent heart to receive mercy today. Yeah, it really doesn't matter what shape you're in if you're lost. Preacher, I ain't done all this stuff. You don't have to. You become lost, my friend. You're going to be lost until you get born again, or you'll die lost. That's the way it is. It's sad that it takes 75 years for a person to get saved. It don't take 75 years. But some folks, my friend, tried it their way. Some folks, my friend, looked around. They thought they was just as good as the next one. I've seen good moral people. I'm talking about people that was morally right. Righter and cleaner than a lot of church members. Yes, sir. Honest to goodness, I've seen them get saved. Did you know I saw a change in their life? A change. Brethren, mercy will change you. Yes, it will. Mercy. How in the world can you bypass mercy? Think about it. When God's given you an opportunity, believe it or not, I do not believe that the king of Nineveh waited 40 days to do anything. Huh? When he heard. But the Bible says that the message was went out in one day's journey. One day's journey, that message had already went out. Brethren, I believe the second day they was in sackcloth and ashes. Yes, sir. They had repented. I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of. There's a lot of things in the Scripture, brethren, that talks about mercy, that'll show you mercy. As I pointed out, that of David, even under the law didn't show mercy. It didn't have no mercy. But yet, God was still merciful. Come get a verse of a song, Brother Mike. God will have mercy on your soul this morning. But you're going to have to give your heart to Him. Do you know that? You, as an individual, are going to have to give your heart to Him. Brethren, when you do that, thank God mercy will come in. Yes, it will. It'll come in. Thank God. Let us stand.